1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And now it's time for Phil Hendry's Take on the News.
Thank you, R.C. Collins, and welcome. This is our Take on the News. A good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Here is today's news. Jerry Lewis, headlining his 36th annual Muscular Dystrophy Telethon, has raised a record $858,963,000,000,000 to fight the neuromuscular disease, and so far, no cure in sight. Said Jerry, you'd think by raising $800,963,000,000,000 somewhere along the way we'd find a cure for something, but so far nothing. The telethon, originating from CBS Television City in Hollywood, was broadcast for about 21 and a half hours on about 200 television stations around the country during the Labor Day weekend. People went hungry. People pawned their clothing, gave away their furniture, sold their homes, and raised the record amount of money. Lewis said $853,963,000,000,000 is good, but not good enough. Next year, they're looking to raise even more. The extraordinary compassion of the great American public never ceases to amaze me, but we do need a little bit more money, said Jerry as he drove off. So get on the stick, will you, folks? Representative Gary Condit's father says the devil is to blame for his son's problems. Satan had a big-time role in this, says the Reverend Adrian Condit, a Baptist clergyman, who claims he saw the devil leaving Chandra Levy's apartment late one night, and then saw Chandra Levy leaving and getting into the devil's car and driving off to Virginia. Adrian Condit said he and his wife disagree on what happened to Chandra Levy, but he does believe that the devil killed her. He was seen wearing a black overcoat with horns on his head and a tail sticking out, so he's pretty sure it was the devil. Gene Condit said that the conservative Democrat is just about destroyed. People are destroying him, not only in reputation, but him. Her husband added, "We love God and Gary loves God, but I guess that isn't enough." Well, Bob Hope was released from the hospital Thursday after a 12-day stay for treatment of pneumonia. Mr. Hope is doing fine and eating well. However, it'll be several more weeks before he's fully recovered from his illness, said his physician, Dr. Lee Kagan. Hope, who is 206 years of age, was released from Providence St. Joseph Medical Center at about 9:45 a.m. Even his doctor said, "I love Bob, and I think he's one of the world's great comedians and entertainers, but 206, come on, man. Guy's got to go sometime." I don't agree with that, by the way. That's an editorial comment. Don't complain to Brent Bonfey that teens talk too much. He kept his mouth shut for an entire year. Bonfey broke his vow of silence Wednesday at a New York news conference. The first words out of his mouth were from Shakespeare. Executions in the United States have decreased for the second consecutive year, with sharp declines in leading death penalty states Texas and Virginia. The Washington Post reported this on Thursday, that Texas and Virginia figured they weren't keeping any of the murders out of the newspapers, and certainly the rate of murders were going up in both of those states, so why keep on killing these guys? The newspaper said the year marked the first time since the death penalty was restored in 1976 that executions have dropped significantly because, well, they're just kind of boring. The offshore practice of feeding sharks, bringing fish and humans closer together, will come to an end in Florida. A state panel agreed on Thursday. They finally figured out that by feeding sharks, it brings them closer to where humans are, and then they think humans are food. It took us about 35 years to make that connection, said a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission member, but we finally got it all figured out. Don't throw food in the water when humans are right next to it where sharks are. And then he spit up. A federal jury awarded a former television reporter more than $550,000 after finding he was fired in 1997 because of his age. This was obvious age discrimination, said members of the jury. Dave Minshall was fired by... Please stand by. Yeah, that's a dial tone. Is that what that... Yeah, that is. Would you rather hear that? Dave Minshall was fired... Now that sucks. Dave Minshall, fired by KMGH Television News at the age of 97, said he felt vindicated by Wednesday's verdict. "They fired me because of my age." The TV station responded, "This had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that he was 97. We just thought that his job performance had suffered. The testimony showed that his performance was inconsistent and his behavior was not always professional. Spitting up on camera, crapping in his pants, apparently needing to take a lot of urine breaks. All of this led to a non-professional behavior, and the dementia setting in, the guy couldn't remember his assignments. A fiery object streaked across the sky over much of the East Coast early Thursday, and Navy officials now confirm it was a spaceship from outer space. They thought it might have been an SL-3 rocket fired by the Russians re-entering the atmosphere, but no, says the United States Navy. It was an enemy alien ship come here to invade the Earth and eat all humans, especially human children. Charles Takula, a commercial fisherman in Long Island, was with his son at about 5:30 and said, "Yeah, I knew for sure they were coming to eat my son." Police confirmed that, saying only that the police and the Army were alerted to the fact that aliens have invaded the United States and that mass evacuation should begin immediately. And then they followed that with, "Oh, we're only kidding." A student at the University of Maryland died after being found unconscious on the porch of a fraternity house. Planned Parenthood of South Carolina has asked a federal judge to block the state from issuing anti-abortion Choose Life license plates, which the group says are just not funny enough. "We'd rather see abortion license plates," they said, to get into the spirit of the season. Attorney General Charlie Condon vowed to fight the suit all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. "I think Choose Life is a riot," he said. "What makes them think that an abortion license plate is any funnier?" The suspect sought in the slayings of an elderly woman and two children in a peaceful Los Angeles suburb is an ex-boyfriend of a woman who lives in the house, authorities said. And then they said possibly he's a guy who lives in the house and the woman is the ex-boyfriend of the suspect sought in the slaying of two children, or perhaps the elderly woman did it. All victims of Wednesday night's shooting were believed to be related, but not really. Their precise relationship was not immediately disclosed. Police identified the suspect as, "Oh, forget it." Federal judges rejected an appeal by a police officer who was convicted of helping torture a Haitian immigrant in a precinct bathroom. Judge Eugene Nickerson said Wednesday there was no proof the prosecutor suppressed evidence. And what difference does it make anyway? The charges would be dropped against the police officer were he to go ahead with his proposed marriage to a plunger handle. The officer and the plunger handle were married on Sunday. When Harvey and Pat Collins lead to Lazzari Italian Oven for, or head to Lazzari Italian Oven for dinner, they often bring wine. Few would consider them hardened criminals for doing so, but plainclothes officers in Jonesboro are now on the lookout for their type. Under the rules of this city and county, they're breaking the law. Jonesboro in Craighead County, Arkansas, is one of Arkansas's 43 dry counties where drinking in public is banned because they don't get any money from, because it's immoral and bad for people. Getting caught brown bagging at a restaurant like Lazzari's can mean a $125 fine because they don't believe people should drink on Sunday because it's a violation of God's law and not because they're missing out on any tax revenue. No, really. Assistant Police Chief Bud Marshall said police are cracking down, especially when they're not offered a drink. Especially when they get complaints. Adding and altering flight corridors would help reduce delays at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports and Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport, but they decided they don't want to do that. They would like those airports to remain crowded, especially the airspace. Rather than spend 3 days in jail, a woman wore a sign saying, "I'm a convicted shoplifter," and walked Wednesday in front of the home improvement store where she was caught. Leslie Thompson said she thought it would be a lot more fun than spending 3 days in jail. Judge Ralph Ohm gave Thompson the choice of wearing the sign for 3 hours or going to jail. She also was fined $250 plus court costs. She went out immediately, made the sign with paints, put it around her neck, and walked up and down in front of the store. People congratulated her for being a convicted shoplifter, thinking the prices in the store were too high. And then she spit up. A pair of 16-year-old boys helped capture two suspects in an attempted armed robbery by chasing their car at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour while calling police on their mobile phone. Police arrested the boys and let the suspects get away, saying, "Who cares if these guys rob a store? These two punks were breaking the speed limit." The teenagers were in a mall parking lot when a man jabbed what appeared to be a gun into a woman's back. It actually was his hand helping his elderly mother into the car. The woman screamed and ran when the two boys came up and said, "Do you need any help?" Then the guy got in the car thinking they were going to assault him and ran off. Well, you get the rest. These two kids are in jail now. Punks. It's Phil Hendry's take on the news. This is the Phil Hendry Show. A Nebraska company is recalling about 5,000 cloth infant carriers because metal support rings on them can break and dump a child on the ground. Maya Rapp, based in Omaha, has received 20 reports of the rings breaking, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The company received only one report of a child falling to the ground and no injuries were reported. Could be that many of these kids are just plain fat. You're not allowed to put a 10-year-old kid into a baby carrier. Thank you very much. A bomb-sniffing Secret Service dog has landed in the public doghouse after biting a landscaper near the Jackson area home of Vice President Dick Cheney. Employees of Alpine Landscape had routinely gone through the Secret Service checkpoint of the Teton Pines neighborhood with agents and dogs checking the vehicles. And the Secret Service thought they'd have some fun, and they released the dog on Bricks, on Gene Williams. Bricks Brick was the name of the dog, and he bit Gene, and it was all in good fun. Hawkins was treated at a Jackson hospital with an arm that was black from elbow to shoulder from the dog bite. Rabies set in, but it was all in just good fun. A federal appeals court reinstated Wednesday a civil rights suit by a man serving a life sentence who wants to artificially inseminate his wife. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, ruling 2-1, reversed a Sacramento federal judge who said that William Gerber had no legal right to mail semen to his wife. An anti-abortion advertising campaign sponsored by the nation's Roman Catholic bishops has started in Philadelphia and is already drawing criticism from abortion rights advocates. The $500,000 campaign targeted the city in southern New Jersey began Thursday and includes two radio ads plus $500 posters that will go up to commuter trains and buses. We're trying to speak to people who consider themselves pro-choice but would be willing to think again about their views, said Kathy Cleaver, although we don't think we're going to find too many of them riding buses in Philadelphia. And a whole bunch of other crap was in the news. This is Bill Hendry with our take on the news for today. We'll be right back at 1-800-449-8686. And then he spit up.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And we're going to talk with Doug Danger here from the Orange County Courier. Doug is a entertainment writer. About the interview last night, Ann Haish was with Barbara Walters, Doug?
That's correct.
I didn't see it. I was watching the Dodger game, and I was watching the Rockies and Giants, or whoever, Arizona and some baseball. I just totally spaced on it.
Well, we're still sifting through last night's Barbara Walters interview, Phil. We're still gauging the fallout, but it was as I expected, and I tried to alert members of the gay community as well as members of the mainstream straight press that this was going to be Ann Haish explaining away why she has been a traitor to the gay community.
And a traitor to the gay community?
That is, and I say that, Phil, because... Number one, I say that because I think I have a unique perspective as a gay man and as a gay journalist. I've been out of the closet for almost 3 months now, and in that time, I think I've traveled some pretty rocky roads, and I've seen a lot of things. And I think that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, it's important for me to point this out to the gay community.
And well, don't you think that the gay community could see for themselves whether Ann Haish is a traitor to the gay community? And why would you call her a traitor?
Well, and I think she's a cowardly traitor because she didn't even have the guts to apologize, but I abandoned my community.
Why do you call her a traitor?
Well, I mean, here's a woman who is a lesbian, and she's just a one in a long line of lesbians that can't seem to make up their minds whether they want to be with women or with men. And should have said, I had the best sex of my life with Ellen DeGeneres, but oh well, I guess I'll go straight because I was nuts. And she starts talking about being crazy. So now she's saying she went gay because she was crazy. And that makes all these lesbians look nuttier than they already do. And
well, what about the gay guys? I mean, are you saying this is a gay community problem, a lesbian?
I think the gay community has a perception problem. Ann Haish turned her back on the gay community. And in so doing, she makes all these lesbians look stupid because it seems like it's just another long line of them. Remember that Julie Cypher? Okay, you recall that.
No, I don't know. Who was she?
She was the one that was with Melissa Etheridge.
Okay, so Julie Cypher, would she go back to a guy?
She went back to a guy. And you got a whole long line of these lesbians that can't make up their mind. In the meantime, they make the rest of the gay community look bad. So I think this kind of traitorous behavior, and I use the word traitor, Phil, I'm not using likely. I think traitor is someone who was taken in by the gay community, was given all benefit of the doubt, was given all, was nurtured, was cared for, and they finally decide, well, I've, you know, done this, I think I'll go back to guys. I think go back and just try a guy. By the same token, look at Mariah Carey. She's nuts, just probably as nutty as Anne Heche, but she's getting the worst of it because she's been, what, because she's fat? See what I'm saying? So the fact of the matter...
Hey, look, well, how does Mariah Carey and Anne Heche compare here?
Mariah Carey is also emotional. Anne Heche admitted to being emotionally disturbed, and Mariah Carey has got some emotional problems. But everybody wants to run to Anne Heche's defense because she's turned her back on the gay community. Okay, but nobody's going to run to Mariah Carey's defense, and she's straight. She hasn't turned her back on the straight community.
Well, then why is everybody dumping on Mariah Carey and not on Anne Heche? Because she's fat?
Because, I think because she's got a, I would be perfectly honest, a bigger ass than Anne Heche. She's splitting her dresses up the side. I don't think she's as good to look at, I guess, for some straight guys. I don't know what it is. But the point is, here's Anne Heche on Barbara Walters talking about her new husband, some handyman she just married. She just married some guy that does handyman work around the neighborhood or something like that.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know the guy that she married is a handyman. I think he's a guy. Isn't he a cameraman or something?
My information is he does cabinet work or something.
All right. So what, in any event, this is the guy.
But the straight public is so stupid, they don't know what a traitor she's been to the gay community.
Well, then if Anne Heche is a traitor to the gays, and Mariah Carey is loyal to the straights, then how do you figure Anne Heche gets all the good publicity?
Because as I said, the American public loves to see the gay community get knocked down, and the straights get a member back. See what I'm saying?
Anne Heche is back in the straight community.
That's right. And Mariah Carey isn't helped by the fact that she's put on weight. And that's not going to win her friends in the straight or gay community.
All right. Well, do you think that...
And Mariah Carey's ass makes Jennifer Lopez's ass look like Ally McBeal's ass. This is what we're talking about. And I think that people punish her. I think that people come down on her for it.
All right. Well, none of this is right. And I don't know where to sift through. You talk about sifting through this stuff.
Look, it doesn't help your case, Phil, that you're not mentally ill when you're eating with your hands the way Mariah Carey seems to be doing. Anne Heche is built the way straight guys like it. She's built like a 12-year-old boy.
So what? So this makes the entire gay community look bad?
Yes.
Why?
Because I definitely do think it makes the gay community look bad because these lesbians can't make up their minds. Gay men, stay gay, you're gay, you go all the way. But the lesbians, they can't figure it out if they want guys, if they just want to look like a guy. I employ our lesbian sisters right now, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I implore our lesbian sisters in the gay community to get it together and slap some sense into Anne Heche and all the Anne Heches of the world. And meanwhile, let's get off Mariah Carey's back. As nuts as she is, at least she's loyal to the straight community.
Well, what do you think each of these women need to do to rehabilitate their images?
I think Anne has taken the first step by lying on Barbara Walters. If she wants to do something honest and meaningful, she should apologize to the gay community for being another dumb lesbian that can't make up her mind. And Mariah Carey needs to do, what she needs to do is put down the corned beef sandwich and get serious about her image. She's black, she's fat, and she's nuts. That's the three, that's a bad combination.
And what do you mean she's black, fat, and nuts?
That's a bad combination in terms of image.
Well, look at Anne Heche. She's thin, white, and nuts.
But you see what I'm saying? That doesn't quite have the same... Say it.
Say what?
Say what you just said about Anne Heche.
Thin, white, and nuts.
All right, now say it about Mariah Carey.
Black, fat, and nuts.
What's worse?
I don't know what's worse, Doug.
You know full well what's worse. It's black, fat, and nuts. You can be white, skinny, and nuts. Or white, thin, and nuts.
Well, forget about whether she's black, fat, and nuts, Mariah Carey. You said a couple of things that I want to focus on. We're going to give out our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. That Anne Heche is a traitor to the gay community.
Absolutely. And she makes lesbians look bad.
She makes lesbians look bad because she was in a committed lesbian relationship, whatever, now she's not.
That is exactly true. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I need to point this out, not only the gay community, but I think I'm uniquely equipped, Phil, to point this out to the straight community, because I was in the closet for so long. I know how straights think, and I would like to see Anne Heche make some attempt at trying to make this right with the gay community.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger thinks Anne Heche is a traitor to the lesbian community. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I have to tell you, Ann Haskins on a national television program last night and talked about how, okay, well, I'm done being gay. Now I'm going to go live with a gardener.
She didn't say she's living with a gardener. She said she's marrying a guy. I think he's a... I'm pretty sure, Doug, he's a cameraman, okay?
Yeah, but she's going from gay, committed relationship. She even said the best sex she ever had was it. See, I don't care what she does. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm trying to protect the image of the gay community. I'm also trying to protect the straight community because I think the straight community right now is taking back into their membership a gay woman who claimed to be gay. Now she claims she's straight. She's making lesbians look bad. She's going to turn around and make straight people look bad. She's going to go back to a woman. I think it'll be 3 months' time, she'll be moving in with Melissa Etheridge or whoever, and then she'll move in with Benjamin Bratt, and then she'll move in with some other dyke, and then she'll move... You see what I'm saying?
So look, as a gay man and as a gay journalist and as a representative of the gay community, and you think Anne Hayes is a gay traitor, if she turns straight traitor, why don't you just not invite her back into the gay... I don't know how this works.
If you want to be a member of the gay community, you got to be gay... you know, and not keep going back and forth. And also, she says she went gay because she was nuts. That's an insult to me as a gay man's gay journalist. But that's what I mean. These lesbians claim they go gay because they were nuts. Then when they're not nuts anymore, they're not gay anymore. What, does that make me nuts? See, that's the part that I don't like.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Does that make you nuts? I'm straight. I don't know. Does that make me nuts? Here's Stacy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm actually calling from my cell phone. It's about to die on me, but I can tell you that I'm white, skinny, and straight. But that guy that just called, you can't have her cake and eat it too. You know, you claim that she's making the gay community look bad, but yet when she first said she was gay, everyone loved it. They adored her. They publicized
it. Telling everyone she's nuts. Okay, and everybody loves her for being nuts. Mariah Carey's nuts. Everyone hates her. Why? She's black, fat, and nuts.
Well, it's amazing that you're gay, but you're also a bigot. You know, it seems
how
like most gays...
How am I bigot?
You're a bigot because you're calling Mariah black, fat, and you're saying that's worse than being skinny.
Is she not black? I think I'm
so why is that an issue?
Well,
why is that an issue to you? You're gay. Why are you putting down other races when you're gay?
I'm asking you why you put down other races. Why don't people like Mariah Carey? I think it's because she's black.
Yeah, we have black, fat, and nuts.
Yes, sir. And yet they don't dislike Anne Hayes because she's white, skinny, and nuts.
I think they're both nuts. It doesn't matter what race they are. I mean, it's like you're crazy, but who cares what color you are? But you made an issue out of it, which is amazing to me because you're a journalist. You should be unbiased.
Oh, you know, okay? Anne Hayes is one of those straight women who has got one too many glasses of white wine. She ends up going down on one of her female friends.
Okay, could we watch the language, please?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, then she's not
and I've never even listened to the station. I'm glad that I heard you call in. Obviously, you're very narrow-minded.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, you are passing judgment on people when you shouldn't. I mean, look at yourself. Don't people pass judgment on you? Don't you have a problem with that? Well, then why don't you not?
I don't let anybody pass judgment on me. If they pass judgment on me, things happen. Bad things happen.
Well,
whatever
like
that means.
A redneck gay or something. I mean, it's amazing to me that you're putting down black people, which
I would never
say something negative about a black person.
How'd I put
and
down
you're
black?
Making it sound like black's worse than white, and then you're throwing out that gay is so wonderful to be, and Anne Hayes shouldn't be saying now that she's straight because
gay
she's doing
the
gay community wrong.
Well, she's a traitor. She was gay.
Yeah, see, look at you, Mr. Bigot. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
I'm a bigot.
And,
you know, that's,
thank you for letting me
be a
part of this show. I've got better things to do with my life.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Watching,
I can't be a bigot.
Watching the North Carolina State game tonight. Go Wolfpack.
Okay. The Wolfpack blows. I happen to know I had all the members of the...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Ann, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Ann?
Yes, hi.
Go ahead, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to comment. I don't want to get in an argument with him.
I just, look,
because
as a gay man and
like,
as a gay journalist, I think I've got a
okay, he's
point
like
of
being
view.
Really attacking. So if I could just get out my comment real quick.
Well, the lady called me a bigot. I didn't call her a bigot. She called me a bigot.
Well, hold on just a second. I'm not calling you anything.
Thank you. But I'm a gay man and a gay
wait,
journalist.
Wait, hang on.
But you know I'm gay. Do you know I'm gay?
Be quiet.
Do you know I'm gay?
We got it.
You're
gay.
I got that loud and clear. My only comment is I watched the interview last night. She said that she believes she falls in love with whoever it is, whether it be a man or a woman.
Whatever.
Well, okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
So you don't, you think you're either gay or you're straight. You don't believe in bisexuality or anything.
I think that's some white wine cocktail conversation she lays on someone like Barbara Walters is going to eat it up. She's going to eat that stuff up. That's prime time stuff. Whoever you fall in love with. Well, so what does that mean? Next week she's going to fall in love, she's going to have another glass of white wine and go down on Barbara Walters?
Will you stop with that, please? I'm on a national radio show, okay?
It's tacky.
Absolutely. I'm having problems here, okay?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Barbara Walters.
Well, I think we need to ask that question.
Okay.
What's she going to fall in love with next, the dog?
Well, I don't think there's anybody that's going to change your mind. You're obviously very set in it. You've been out 3 months.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
And yes, you are.
I'm writing in the gay community. I'll tell you something right now. Keep an eye on Anne Heche and Barbara Walters now. Now all of a sudden they're close. Now all of a sudden she has Barbara Walters' ear. Now all of a sudden what are we talking about? Do you want to meet for lunch over at Park Plaza?
I thought being gay meant you were accepting of other people's views and
opinions. No, it just means you're gay.
And you're being very...
Welcome
I'd
to
hate
the,
to use the word narrow-minded.
I'm glad to educate you. That there can be narrow-minded gay people too.
Well, look at Doug. What are you? Are you?
You're gay. Doesn't mean you're perfect in all of your beliefs.
I thought you said that I was.
Okay. What are you saying here, man? Are you saying all of a sudden Anne Heche? And would you watch your language, please?
Look at Barbara and Anne. Barbara Walters, Anne Heche. 4 or 5 apple martinis. Next thing you know, box lunch.
Okay, got it. Barbara Walters and Anne Heche. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, who is a writer for the Orange County Courier. He is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about, we are reviewing, we are doing a post-mortem, if you will, on the Barbara Walters interview with Anne Heche from last evening, in which Ms. Heche basically claimed that she wasn't crazy, but she was living a crazy life. I was raised in a crazy family. She claimed she had been abused, and that led to erratic personal behavior.
And you talk about that erratic personal behavior, Phil. Here's a woman that was down on all fours up in Fresno. She's crawling around in an onion field someplace, and she has to call for a cab in some farmhouse, okay? This makes the gay community, specifically makes the lesbians within the gay community, look like they're crawling around calling cabs from onion fields. Now, I tell you right now that...
Well, man. You're making one woman's search for identity, sexual identity, if you will, maligning an entire group of people.
Search for sexual identity. That's good. No, that's really...
Okay. I mean, what I'm trying to do is make a little bit of sense at some of the things that you're saying here. Here is Jane on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I wouldn't worry about making too much sense out of what he's saying. Number one, I'm a 48-year-old professional gay woman. And
are you lesbian?
It's people... Yeah, I am. That's what a gay woman is.
Right.
And this man is talking about how nurturing the gay community is.
What is Anne Heche?
And how wonderful it is to be gay. And he's over here knocking the lesbian community by calling them wine drinking, and I won't go into all the details.
Yeah, all of that crap.
I don't find that very nurturing, number one.
Well,
I don't think that the gay lifestyle is easy. I think it's very difficult to maintain a gay lifestyle.
I'm a gay man.
And, anybody anybody that says it as much as you have to say it apparently
right.
is trying to convince not only yourself, but the rest of the people that are listening.
No, I just want
I don't
I'm
have to convince anybody
lesbian.
That I'm gay because I'm an individual. I happen to be in love with a woman. I've been in a 4-year relationship. I was in a 9-year relationship before that. So, you know, I think it's a matter of choice. And
well,
if Anne Heche or whoever wants to make her choice...
All those relationships,
and,
are they all
and,
with
you know,
women?
And the thing about... men all, go straight. Once you go straight, then you, I mean, once you go gay, then you stay gay. That's
right.
A bunch of bull.
No,
I've been out since I was 14 years old, have decided that wasn't their lifestyle.
Jane, all I'm saying
and
is
that's
don't
okay.
let Anne Heche back into your lesbian community. Make her come in through the front door.
I don't care. She backs in anyway.
And
you know what? It's not my community.
Backed in.
My community is where I work. My community is my family. I co-parent 2 children. My community is my neighbors.
Well, that's admirable.
My community.
That's admirable. But I'm saying, are you there? Oh, we lost her?
We lost the call, yeah.
What I wanted to say is, she said she was in 3 relationships. I wanted to know, were they all with men? Or, I mean, with women. See, she didn't make a point.
She said she's a lesbian. I think we can assume that they were all with...
men?
No, with women. She was a lesbian. What do you mean, men? 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with me. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Doug with the Orange County Courier. Anne Heche and the Barbara Walters interview. Here's Sam on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a real problem with it, with this fairy over there. You know, I'm a bisexual man, and he says that you have to be one way or the other. He says you have to go all the way. If you're gay, you just have to go gay. Well, I happen to like men, and I happen to like women. And
I think you like men more. That whole thing with women, I mean, who are you kidding? You know, what do you mean? You happen to like? Why just leave the women alone, okay? First of all, you're probably lousy in bed with women. All right, and just stick with the guys.
How would you know?
Well, I can tell. Any guy that claims he's bisexual, you'd really much rather be with the men.
The women are
probably bored to tears with you. So
wait a minute, you fairy.
Yeah, okay,
fairy.
I got the fairy line already. Sam, stick with the men. I hear you're better at it.
All right, look, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with us. We're talking about the interview with Anne Heche and Barbara Walters. She also said that she believed that when she was a kid, in order to escape a lot of the trauma that she was going through, that she would create a alternative persona, if you will, from another planet. And, Doug, I'm sure you read that and were probably touched by that.
That she comes from another planet?
No, not that she comes from another planet.
That she thinks she does.
No, she doesn't think she does. She just created a fantasy land for herself.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's lesbians. They live in another world. They're coming from another planet. They're called Galactica one day and Jane the next. I'm a gay man and a gay...
And a gay journalist, and you got it all figured out. Great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
All right, so anyway, Marie and I went to a Hollywood party this past weekend. Let me tell you about this. And this is not to comment on any characters involved, any of the personalities involved. I just want to give you a look inside at what you do at these Hollywood parties. This is what you do when you're kind of an outsider, and that's exactly, kind of, that's exactly, that's precisely what I am. And Saturday was my birthday. Saturday, September 1st, was my birthday. That day, I turned 49. I don't have any problem with, you know, telling you how old I am. You know, if you got a problem with it, then you have a problem with it. I got no big deal, man. How about this? I'm 110. Would I make something out of it? Anyway, I turned 49, and Maria had planned a day for us. We were going to go see John Leguizamo or is it Leguizamo? What's the guy? It's the Puerto Rican it's the funny Puerto Rican. I don't know what his name is. The guy from Carlito's Way. He's very funny cat. He's down at the Wiltern Theater. We were going to go see that. We're going to go to dinner. But what happened last week was I had a meeting with a publisher from New York. And the publisher wanted to talk to me because this individual wanted to know if I had a book in me. Now, I know a lot of radio personalities have written books, which doesn't necessarily mean that I want to write a book, or that I got a book to write. But this publisher wanted to know if I had a book to write, would I be interested in writing it? And if I was interested in writing it, well, they just might see their way clear to publishing it. So they came here and they talked to me. Very nice person. And then they split. And then, like, the next day, I have an invitation from this person to go to this party, a Labor Day weekend cookout barbecue at the home of a television producer in Pacific Palisades. So I really didn't know what to do. I knew that Maria had this plan. I called her up. I said, you know, I've been invited to this party by this publisher, and it's at the home of this television producer. Is this what they call, like, a thing you're not supposed to blow off? And she goes, my wife says, yeah, I think we better go to this. I said, really? Yeah, it's, you know, sounds like it's important thing. It's a networking thing. Networking, yes. You know, you go, you meet, you say hi. You know, you never know. I mean, people like you and deals are discussed, this kind of crap. I said, but it's my birthday. Ah, who gives a crap? Well, okay, now I'm glad I know how you really feel about it. Yeah, let's go to this party instead. Okay. And the day approaches, and my wife is, Maria, she's just a nice gal, and she wants to make, the first thing she asked me was, call them back and see if I can bring anything. Bring anything? honey, this is being catered by people. They got a kitchen with 86 million people that are probably going to be scuttling about with trays of hors d'oeuvres. What are you going to bring, a covered dish? Tuna casserole? She says, well, can we bring some? Well, let's bring a pack of hot dogs and some buns, and that way, you know, in case they run out. I don't bring anything. I don't know what you want to do. And she says, well, I just, you know, I said, that's so sweet. That's very endearing about you, Maria, but honey, I don't think we got to bring anything. Well, what should I wear? Is this good? Is that good? She went in and out of three different outfits, showing me these pants, this top, these shoes. Do these shoes go with a top? Does the top go with the shoes? I said, just wear the shoes and the top and don't wear anything else. She goes, oh, okay. And then we got halfway out the door. She realized she was nude from the waist down and got really mad and went back inside. So I said, oh, okay, well, I tried. And we got, and she's changing. What should I wear? I don't know. Wear that. Okay. We get there and we're driving, you know, down PCH and go over and get into the Palisades and come to this house, this palatial estate. Not that I expected anything less. So there I am. And I really don't know what I'm doing there. You know what I'm saying? All I know is that I was invited to a party, and I shouldn't say no to this, because this is an important thing to go to for you, Phil. Your career, Phil. You, my husband, you should go, all right. And we walk down the long steps that lead to the palatial home with a pool that's got a waterfall, and there's a sailing ship in the ocean. The pool has got its own harbor, and, you know, and there is barbecue going, and there's drinks, and there's a whole kitchen staff, and there's food laid out. And there's my wife, Maria, who, you know, an hour she's changing, getting in and out of outfits. She's the best-dressed woman there. Not that anybody there was dressed like a slob, but they were all in bathing suits. Bathing suits and, you know, jean shorts and that kind of thing. Very unaffected. We walked down a thing. Well, the person that invited me to this thing, this publisher, didn't have three words to say to me. So, oh, hi, how you doing? Yeah, great. Yeah, there's some people in there. Okay, great. I'll see. Okay, I'm on the phone right now. I can't. Oh, all right. I understand. Well, it's really nice of you. Oh, it's just great. Bug off. Okay. They didn't say bug off, but it felt like it. And so we go in and, well, there's some food over there. Now, Jackie Mason said this first, so I don't think I'm talking out of school. Jackie Mason, the stand-up comic, said, Jewish people are at home in a restaurant. Gentiles are at home in a bar. Okay? And you know if you're in a Jewish home and the first thing they say to you is, have something to eat. Here, there's food. Come on. You know you're in the home of one of your, you know, Gentile friends, one of your fine Christian friends, when they say, what do you want to drink? Huh? A beer or anything? A gin? What? So sure enough, I'm in this home, beautiful home, nice. Come on, there's food. Let's go. Eat, eat, eat. So we spent the next hour sitting, staring at each other. And, you know, there was no contact made. We went in. We said hello to some people that we knew. There was no, but nobody came and said. And the person that invited us never said three words to us. And I said to Maria, what is this called again? She said, networking. I mean, I'm staring at you and you're staring at me and we're talking about a lot of crap that we don't care anything about. Like the view and, oh, aren't those really nice doors? I bet you they cost $8 million and they were flown in from a Cambodian Buddhist temple. Yeah. Okay, I guess it's time to go. Okay, go. And we split and we got in the car and we drove off to have dinner with some friends. And I said, what did we just do? She said, we networked. Okay. So that's what happens when you go to a Hollywood party and network. You stare. You go, you sit, you eat with the food on your lap, you stare, and then you get in the car and you drive off to have fun, real fun, somewhere else. At least that's what I think happened. And this was after watching UCLA beat Alabama. I mean, the day was going really good up until then. Anyway, Phil Hendry Show.